At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about this article I read about these divorced couples are still living together because the housing market has fallen. Economy is so tough that it's hard to like start over, and you got to do the first and last month's rent and move out. So a lot of these people that have gotten divorced are still living together. Mm-hmm. So we asked you to give us a call if you can. Share your story if you're going through this or you did going through this, and the lines are off the hook, JD.
It makes sense. I mean, everything from groceries to cars to you name it. I get it. I don't think it's a good idea, but I get it.
And now it's across the board. We're getting calls from people that are going through it and with kids. You're a product of divorced parents. How long did they stay together? Was it right away, divorce out?
Yes. Yeah, I remember my dad told me when I was 8. Appreciate you bringing that back up. And I remember he was pretty much out the door probably a month or two after.
A month or two after.
I mean, it was pretty fast. But again, apartments and everything were, you know,
cheaper.
And, you know, he was living with friends and stuff like that. So,
Bucky!
Yeah.
I'll see you later, Bucky.
Hope you're doing great, Dad.
Give him a hug, Sienna. All right, so 602-805-0101. Let's tap in with Angela in Phoenix. Angela, you got a story for us?
Oh, I am living this story
right now. Living in hell, I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is a nice way of putting it.
Okay, so are you divorced or divorcing?
So we're in the process of divorcing. Fun fact, it takes way longer to divorce than you think it might.
Oh, I know. I've done it twice.
Yeah. So we were together for about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And 3 of those were great. We got married.
She's not bitter.
Nope.
It's amicable.
I'm honest. That's different. I'm honest.
Yes.
We had lived together for a while. We owned a place. And then probably year 3, it just started going south. And we decided we wanted a divorce. We were just fighting, bickering all the time.
Right.
But we already were living in, like, I don't want to say they're like luxury condos, but we pay a fair amount of money. And we have a lease, and it's expensive. And we need both of our incomes for it. And, like, around where we live, everything is pretty similar. And we want to, like, we both want to stay where we live because we work pretty close. So it's just, right now, we're cohabitating. We've been in the same space, essentially broken up for, like, 5 months at this point. And it's, to be nice, it's contentious at best. And, like, it's like I'm living in a prison with someone right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Obviously, a two-bedroom?
Yep, 2-bedroom, 1 bath, which is...
Oh, my God.
That alone is driving me... Like, I can choose... I don't know why I love this man for so long.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to commit a crime to get locked up.
Prison's better than this.
And that crime might be murder. That crime might be murder at this point.
Oh, no.
Do any of your parents live in state where one of you can go somewhere or have a friend that will help you out?
My dad passed away years ago. My mom is a 1-bedroom apartment, and I have pets, and she's just no pets. And even that's contentious, the pets. So he used to live in, like, southern Florida before we met, and, like, that's where his family is, and he has to work where we are. There's no way. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So right now, we're just, like, monitoring each other's schedule and avoiding each other. Like, I have a mini fridge in my room at this point. A mini fridge and a toaster oven in my room because I just don't want to be near him.
You're in a dorm.
No, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks.
So how long have you been cohabitating together?
Probably about five or six months at this point. At first, it was just like we were trying to be civil. Uh-huh. And then, like, every little thing that, like, when we were together felt like, okay, we can look past that because we love each other. That doesn't exist anymore. The love is gone.
It's just gone.
Like, now every little thing that he does, and like I can admit some of it's just like little nitpicky things, but what, like, the fastest way for like a tiny splinter to feel like a barbed wire going through your arm is realizing like it's not just a nitpicky thing anymore. Right. Everything he does drives me crazy. And like,
yeah, she needs a hug. you need a shot of tequila to hug right now. I can feel this anxiety through the air. This is so, that's
a
lot.
I'm trying to save up money. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to pick up extra work. Like, I'm doing babysitting gigs. I am trying to get dog walking so I can afford to get out of here.
Yeah.
And like, but everywhere we look is so expensive.
They want
at least 3 months salary in the bank. And I'm sorry, that 3 months salary is already going to rent that I'm paying.
Yeah. Now listen, I've been through this situation when I went with the last show to Chicago. We tried the radio thing in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And me and my ex-wife were trying to make it work. And in about 3-4 months, we realized it's still not going to work. We loved each other. Yeah. We just didn't like each other. And it was the same situation. A 2-bedroom apartment, high-rise in Chicago. So expensive. We just had to live there until we moved back to Phoenix. So we probably did that for about 5-6 months as well. It was horrible.
I feel like I said, I'm trapped in my own hell right now.
Oh, you need to find a relationship or something to, I don't know, move in quickly with someone else. Figure something out.
And do you guys date? Did you date at all? Or did you?
Right now, I just don't even have the time because I'm trying to look for work. But the thing is, like, do you know how messy it would even be? Like, I'm scared because it'd be so messy trying to explain to someone, like,
right.
I'm still living with my ex. Like, where am I taking him? He's going to come back to my apartment where I live with my ex-husband, go in my 1-bedroom and see my mini fridge and my toaster oven? Like, feels crazy. That feels like no one, the first date, that's going to be a total deal breaker.
Well, you could just tell your ex, like, hey, can you watch the dog? I'm going to go bang Rob. I'll be back tomorrow. Rent's due. Oh, no.
So what's
the timeline? When do you think you're going to make enough money to move out?
So honestly, we signed a 3-year lease because it was cheaper.
And 3 years?
So that was 2 years ago. So we're kind of like in a weird limbo phase. And so we're like...
6 more months.
It comes down to... Yeah. So there's still... And like breaking lease would cost money that we would need to move.
Right.
Like there's just... Even when we have civil conversations where we try to discuss money and finances, it's just like there's no logical solution aside from we wait till we move out, and like both of us are kind of even banking on us getting our security deposit back at this point so we can use that for moving expenses. So it's just like
you're trying to stress me out. All right, I'm getting anxiety.
I'm
getting flashbacks of Chicago right there.
Yeah. Too much adult thing. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's like $7,000 alone to move out.
I'm done. I don't need to know anymore.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy early holidays. I can't wait to see how that pans out. Like, hey, what do you want for dinner, jerk? Hey, good luck. Keep us posted and hit us in about, I don't know, in February, Valentine's Day, when you move the hell out, okay?
If I'm not locked up, I will.
We'll visit you.
All right, Angela. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. All right, man. Phone lines are heavy on this.
602-805-1001.
Do you still live with your ex-wife or ex-husband because it's just too expensive to move out of your house or apartment or what have you? What is going on? How did we get here? How long has it been? Did you just finally move out after, Angela said it, prison?
It's tough. Comparison.
I know. Sounds like torture, though, the way she described it.
I know. That is crazy. All right, more of your calls up next. Let's have the discussion, y'all.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.